It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Tuesday, June 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Chicago Bulls are finalizing a deal to hire Tiago Splitter as their next head coach. Splitter served this past year as the interim head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, leading them to a 42-40 record and a first-round playoff appearance. Meanwhile, Chicago, they're coming off a 31-51 season and missed the playoffs for the fourth straight year, while ranking 28th in scoring defense. Splitter will take over for Billy Donovan, who resigned from Chicago after six seasons. Applications for roughly 60,000 volunteer positions for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics and Paralympic Games will open July 14th, exactly 2 years before the Olympic ceremonies begin. Volunteers will be needed across both Olympic periods, running from March through August of 2028, and the Paralympic period from August through September. Most volunteer spots will be based in the LA area, although additional sites will be used across the U.S., including San Diego, Oklahoma City, New York and St. Louis, also Nashville, San Jose, and Columbus, Ohio. Players arriving early for this week's U.S. Open at Shinnecock Hills are increasingly doing so to avoid slow and crowded practice rounds as golfers adjust their preparation routines for a major championship. Top players, including Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, have noted that the practice rounds at majors have become longer and more congested, with tee time reservations, larger groups, and limited pace of play, making it difficult to just complete nine holes in less than 3 hours. U.S. Open starts on Thursday. Atlanta Braves right-hander Spencer Strider will be shut down from throwing for the next 4 weeks due to inflammation in his right elbow. Strider was placed on the 15-day injured list on Saturday. He experienced elbow and shoulder soreness during a Friday game versus the New York Mets. Strider has a history of arm issues, including Tommy John surgery in 2019 and a UCL repair in 2024. He was 4-2 this year with a 5.31 ERA in 8 starts after returning from an earlier oblique injury. Baseball from last night, the Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong became the first player this year to hit for a cycle as Chicago rallied down 4-3 in the ninth to defeat the Colorado Rockies 5-4. Detroit's Colt Keith had one home run going into last night's game versus Houston. He now has 4. Colt Keith had 3 home runs and 6 RBIs as the Tigers beat the Astros 9-3. Dustin May of the Cardinals took a perfect game into the 7th inning last night. He would finish off a one-hit shutout as St. Louis beat the San Diego Padres 3-0. May struck out 9, walked only 1 in his first ever complete game in 71 Major League starts. Cincinnati's Eugenio Suarez hit 2 home runs last night, drove in a career-high 6, including a grand slam in the second, as the Reds rolled to a 12-0 victory over the New York Mets. Washington's Luis Garcia Jr. hit a go-ahead single as the Nationals would score 5 times last night in the 5th inning to beat the Kansas City Royals 7-3. Washington would also get a 3-run home run from Dylan Cruz. They've won 7 of 10. They're now 3 games over 500 for the first time since 2019 when they won the World Series. Philadelphia's Zach Wheeler struck out 9 over 6 scoreless innings, allowed just 2 hits as the Phillies beat Miami 7-0. The A's' Nick Kurtz had 2 home runs. He drove in 5 as the Athletics beat the Pirates 11-2. Dodgers pinch hitter Miguel Rojas hit a tie-breaking homer in the 7th as the Dodgers come from behind to defeat Tampa Bay 4-3, and the Arizona Diamondbacks would pick up a 4-3 win last night over the LA Angels. And that's a look at your sports for Tuesday, June 16th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.